The social media giant Twitter says it has become the latest victim in a string of sophisticated hacking attacks aimed at exposing users' private information. Experts believe the attack, which follows others launched against three of this country's largest newspapers, is the latest illustration of a dire need for more experts with the training to prevent them. NBC's justice correspondent Pete Williams has more tonight.
At the offices of cyber watchdog Mandiant, computer security consultant for The Washington Post and New York Times, a constant vigil keeps watch for signs of attacks on them and other clients. The company also devises ways to stay a step ahead to block attempted intrusions from succeeding.
There's always going to be some kind of gap that attackers can exploit, and very often we see companies haven't invested in responding to the fact that they will sustain a breach, and many times they're caught flat-footed when it occurs.
With cyber attacks on the rise against banks, news organizations, social media, and the systems that keep the country going, there's a growing worry that the U.S. faces a serious shortage of people who know how to respond.
It takes 1,000 hours of hands-on work, just like a pilot. You can't be a good pilot unless you've actually flown an airplane under pressure. You can't be a good cyber person unless you've actually fought in cyberspace, either in a simulator or in the real world.
The need is exploding. The Pentagon's U.S. Cyber Command is drawing up plans to bring 4,000 new computer security experts on board. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano warns that the lack of experts nationwide is critical.
The tickets should be encrypted here or not.
The University of Southern California is among a handful of the nation's colleges answering the call, preparing to offer a degree in cybersecurity.
Whatever type of system that I'm going to develop for somebody, I'm going to make sure that it's secure.
In the past, if your computer got attacked, maybe you were worried about slow startup speeds. Now they can actually affect your livelihood.
Educators say it's essential to start building the cyber workforce earlier in schools and colleges, preparing for one part of the economy everyone agrees is expanding as the cyber threat spreads. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.